Here's a math problem for you. You start first with 587 first graders. You add a free iPad app that prompts first graders and their parents to solve a numerical problem together. Now, how will this affect their math achievement over the course of 1 year? My next guests are here with the answer, and they're both eager to talk about it. Sion Bailak is a professor of psychology at the University of Chicago and author of the book Choke. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Susan C. Levine is professor and chair of psychology at psychology department at University of Chicago. They join us from Germany and Ohio, respectively. Thank you, Dr. Levine, for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting us.
Sion, let's talk about, what app did you use in this study?
We use bedtime
app called Bedtime Math.
And that's available? Anybody can just download that app?
Yeah, anyone can download it. And basically what it does is it allows parents to do math story problems with their children.
Mm-hmm. Susan Levine, what was it important that the parents and the kids were solving the math problem together?
We believe it is because in prior research we found that the math talk that children hear in the home environment matters to their math achievement, but many parents don't engage in this kind of talk or do so ineffectively, and we think that the bedtime math app provides parents who otherwise wouldn't talk about math with a way to do so.
Sion, is the way the math problems are presented important? I mean, the ones from bedtime math are short numerical problems, right? Story problems.
Yeah, we think really the importance is getting parents to interact with their kids in a relatively easy, fun way around math. And we think doing the app might be really important, but one thing it might also do is give parents tools for how to talk about math with their kids in everyday life when they're dealing with how many cookies their kids should get or how many minutes to bedtime.
You know, but the parents themselves might be fearful of math. What happens when a kid brings home their math homework and the parent might not feel so good about their own math skills, Susan?
Well, you know, in a prior study, we showed that, the math help that math-anxious parents provide can actually backfire, and their children don't do as well in math as, interestingly, as if they had math-anxious parents who don't provide so much homework help. But we're hopeful that, engaging in this math app with kids will not only help kids but provide parents with more skills in dealing with math themselves and give them the confidence that they're able to do so.
Mm-hmm. Sion, so did the performance of the kids using the bedtime math app with their parents, did it improve their math skills?
Yeah, so we compared kids who are doing bedtime math with their parents to kids really doing bedtime stories without math content. And what we showed is that for kids who used this bedtime math app with their parents, that they actually grew in terms of their knowledge of math. It's as if they had 3 months extra of schooling across the year compared to kids who did a related controlled reading app.
Wow. So, Susan Levine, is there any spillover? I mean, if you're doing math better, does that make you do better other subjects better?
Well, interestingly, there's other research out there that shows that your math knowledge at kindergarten entry predicts not only your later math achievement, say in fifth grade, but also your reading achievement. And interestingly, your math knowledge at school entry predicts your later reading even better than your early reading skills do. So I would say yes, math is both foundational for later STEM achievement, but also, predicts out to later reading.
Do the teachers get involved in the bedtime math story, Sion?
Well, we were really looking at the impact of the home environment, and the idea is that kids spend a certain amount of time in their school, but parents are really the first and most sustained teachers, and kids spend a lot of time outside the home. But in prior work Susan and I have done, we've also shown that the teacher's anxieties about math really matters, and if a child is in a classroom with a teacher who's really nervous about her math ability, that also has consequences for what students learn across the school year.
Mm-hmm. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking about this bedtime math app, something I certainly want to look into. I think you can learn math at any age. Sion Bialak is a professor of psychology, University of Chicago, and Susan Levine is professor and chair of the psychology department at the University of Chicago. Are you going to follow these kids? They were first graders, right? Are you going to see if they keep improving in math in years to come?
Definitely. The study is longitudinal, and we have plans to follow them for 5 years.
And 5 years, you think, is really telling a long enough period?
Well, we may follow them out further. That's our immediate plan, but it would be interesting to see, you know, what their career choices are and, you know, what effects this engagement has on their life choices.
Sion, how important is it for parents to have math talk?
We know that how often parents talk about math, even simple math, shapes, numbers, counting in the home can be really important for kids learning. And we also know that when parents are nervous about a subject, when they're nervous about math, kids can pick up on that and it impacts how much kids are interested in this work. So providing ways that parents can interact with their children in easy to use and fun situations can be really important.
Do you find that you have to tell that to parents? I mean, the parents need to know that their fears can be sort of picked up by their kids?
I think it's
important to note.
I'm sorry. Due to the delay, we're talking on each other. Sion, why don't you go first?
Yeah, I think it's important to note. I think oftentimes parents think that they might be consoling their children by, for example, saying, it's okay, I'm not good at math either, but that really sends a signal that you're either a math person or you're not, and that this isn't something that we can acquire with effort. And I think it's also important to tell parents that math is not just the purview of schooling. I think we often think that you might be reading at home. That's what parents do when kids learn math in school. But what we're showing is that allowing parents to interact with their kids around math can be really important for what kids learn in school.
You know, there are studies that show that most people learn their science informally outside of school. And maybe the same thing is true with learning math outside. Susan, what do you think?
I think that's true, and I think it's important to show kids that math is relevant in everyday life situations, and I think that the problems on the Bedtime Math app do a really good job in showing kids this. They're engaging and they relate to every life experiences that kids have and that they're interested in.
And they're written in a way that kids would like to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for taking time to be with us today. And it's a free app. Anybody can download it.
Yep.
Android and iPhone.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you both for taking time to be with us today. Sion Bialak is professor of psychology, University of Chicago. Susan Levine, professor and chair of psychology department at the University of Chicago. One last thing before we go. Elephant cancer mortality is much lower than humans. But why? Work published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association says that the answer is largely genetic, where people usually have two copies of a cancer-suppressing gene, the P53. Elephants have those two copies and 38 more copies tweaked over the millennia. And those extra genes code for proteins that help to edit out errors. We talked about that in the Nobel Prize winning stuff today. And kill off damaged cells that are too far gone to save. So it seems that elephants do have a long genetic memory too.